At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To a Indo-Pacific story that is underway for some time prior to the Chinese aggression. And right now it reads this way out of Sydney. With the Solomon Islands still imposing a moratorium on foreign naval vessels visiting the Pacific island state, the U.S. has pivoted to setting up a new defense cooperation agreement with neighboring Papua New Guinea, granting the U.S. unimpeded access to major air and naval bases around the island state. Gregory, Australia has history with Papua New Guinea. What is that? What do we need to know? And this decision by the U.S., is this a positive step? Thank you.
Well, it is a positive step in many respects for the West. Papua New Guinea was an Australian colony in part for many, many decades. And the German-controlled part of it was, in fact, until 1914, the northern part of Papua New Guinea was a German colony, which was taken over by the Australians at the outbreak of World War One. So the whole of Papua New Guinea, which is the eastern almost two-thirds of the island of New Guinea or island of Papua, it became under Australian influence for the better part of the 20th century. It gained its independence fairly early on. So it's been an independent country for some time with a strong continuing dependency on Australia for security support and economic support, for example. So its relationship with Australia is critical. So we've got a government there which, by the way, is being courted by Beijing, by the People's Republic of China. The PRC has been nibbling around the edges of it. The Solomon Islands is just off the northern coast of Papua New Guinea, and the PRC government of Beijing has been putting in a lot of effort there. Even in the Solomon Islands, Australia has a security agreement there with the Solomon Islands too. So Australia and New Zealand, in fact, have the right to send in police and troops to support stability in Solomon Islands, just as the PRC has signed an ability to do. But the People's Republic of China has also negotiated basing arrangements, in a sense, in Papua New Guinea itself on the southern side, just off, literally within spitting distance of the northern Queensland coastline. They've negotiated rights to put in a major shipping facility and fish processing base and so on, which, by the way, is, if you like, a cover for forward projection of Chinese communist intelligence and other forces in the time of necessity. But what we've seen now is that while Australia's been trying to, if you like, stabilize Papua New Guinea's government in Port Moresby to help them to resist the massive bribery and corruption which Beijing is undertaking there, they brought the United States along with them, and the U.S. has just signed this new pact, which replaces an earlier status of forces agreement between Washington and Port Moresby. It enables the U.S. to put in more military and security-related support, give the Papua New Guinea Navy access to U.S. Coast Guard vessels and assets and particularly intelligence processing so that they can control the waters around Papua New Guinea. So this is a very positive step for both the U.S. and Australia and for Papua New Guinea in getting them to a more independent status without Port Moresby having to seem as though it is just depending on Australia for its security.
How does this connect to AUKUS? I read a news item that's just in. U.S. open to expanding AUKUS. Is AUKUS growing, and does Papua New Guinea describe the capability, the ambitions of AUKUS?
Well, I think it shows the professional level preoccupation in Washington, as well as Canberra and Tokyo and the like, with the Indo-Pacific as an area of concern. Papua New Guinea is part of that and a very subordinate part of that, but it doesn't relate specifically to AUKUS other than the fact that Australia and Washington, or Canberra and Washington, are now liaising more closely on these matters. Yes, we've seen these reports, particularly from Kurt Campbell in the State Department, that everyone wants AUKUS to expand. But the reality is that nobody has really considered what AUKUS means. The first pillar, as they say, of AUKUS was the transfer of submarine propulsion technology for nuclear submarines to Australia. That is underway, is being done, and AUKUS is now on to Pillar 2, which is the ongoing exchange of advanced technology, including artificial intelligence, hypersonic propulsion, and the like. And there are all of these countries, whether it's South Korea, Japan, and Canada, and New Zealand, all saying, oh, we want some of that too, because it looks like they will get something out of it without necessarily contributing something to it. Now, Australia and the United States are well down the path of scientific exchanges on Pillar 2 of AUKUS. And it's not a one-way street. This is not all U.S. technology going to Australia or to the other AUKUS partner, the United Kingdom. Australia and the United Kingdom are contributing massive amounts of genuinely advanced technology, which the U.S. has been able to take advantage of. And that includes a lot of research and development into large unmanned submarines and hypersonic weapons, and also in other advanced areas of security interest. So this is going very, very well. Of course, New Zealand is a member of the ANZUS Treaty, Australia-New Zealand-US Treaty, is interested in that too. But nobody yet is looking among the Canberra and Washington elites about the global strategic future of AUKUS, which is profound. We've seen all the worker bees going on it.
Just a moment, Gregory. We'll turn to the larger story of AUKUS and the People's Republic of China, because there have been conversations in Tokyo. I want to flag and ask if that relates to AUKUS building this containment vessel around the aggression of Beijing. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher, Defense and Foreign Affairs. This is CBSI on the World. We're headed back to the Indo-Pacific, but this time a conversation about anticipating China's next move after the visit of Secretary Blinken. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.